Heather Wilson seemed on guard when asked about Mr. Trump's tweet saying transgendered people should not be allowed to serve in any military capacity.
The Air Force will work with the Department of Defense and the White House to understand and implement the policy of the Commander-in-Chief.
And how would that work if somebody who is transgendered is currently in the military? Would they be grandfathered in, so to speak?
Well, as I said, the Air Force will work with the Defense Department and the White House to understand and implement the decision of the Commander-in-Chief.
On Thursday, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff wrote to top military leaders saying there would be, quote, no modifications to the military's policy. The Defense Secretary must first weigh in. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.